Thank you. I'm very sorry to start this presentation saying that it seems I'm the only person here who had never met B.L. Allen and who had never worked with him, collaborated with him, participated in the field trip with him. And this is really very bad for me, as I realized listening to the morning session. Probably if I could have a chance to meet him before, the title of this presentation could be different and the results and the discussion probably too. But anyway, like it said today, I will present you some results on carbonate study of using the stable isotope method with my co-authors. One of them is here today, Dr. Alenik, and the other, Dr. Margun, is in Moscow. Stable isotope method is getting a routine method in pathology now. It is widely used in environmental studies and for paleo reconstructions. I put just a few citations here instead of put a long list of papers dealing with this method, just to show you that this is a very sensitive method for study of vegetation changes and especially the shift of C3 to C4 plants boundary. And also want to mention that the combination of stable isotope with the transect method was very fruitful. And there are some couple cases indicating the latitude transect and the highland transect. Why did we decide to do our research? First, because there are very few data for the big territory of Russia. And actually, the data which are available till now are very sparse and mostly for the very south territory, for the dry steppe environment, mostly for the buried soils under the burial mound, so-called Kurgan. Also, it seems that the transect method was not well enough applied for carbonates isotopic composition, mostly for soil organic matter composition. And finally, because we were just curious to look how this method works in the territory with a strong domination of C3 plants without any C3 to C4 boundaries. So our objectives were to obtain the stable isotopic composition of carbonates for modern soils in the south of European part of Russia and to estimate does the stable isotopic composition reflect the variation of paleo environment under the domination of C3 vegetation, can we identify the relic carbonates, and how can we use these data for paleo reconstructions. We did our sampling in a number of key sites with various biota, vegetation and climate. We also sampled the carbonates according to their morphology, separately hard nodules and soft masses, and occasionally other soft carbonates like impregnations, coatings, or veins or filaments. We also took some, we took a lot of bulk samples along the whole soil profile in every key site. This map shows the location of East European plain. It's a big territory in the Eastern Russia. And the square indicates the location of the key sites. You see that according to the USDA soil map, this is the territory of mollisols. The total distance from the northern key sites to the southern is over 1,000 kilometers. This is more close view on the key sites going from the north to the south. The names are according to the local names of the cities. And these are some examples of soil profiles. They are mostly vertical, or mostly mollusks, excuse me, but with some vertisols in the south and also some iridisols. Some of the soils have salic and natric features. This table summarizes the information on the modern environment, physiography. The temperature, mean annual temperature, varies from 4.5 to 9.4. The temperature of July, the period when the segregation of carbonates mostly occur, varies from 18.9 to 24 degree. Mean annual precipitation varies from 300 to 600 millimeters. And the vegetation is presented by forest steppe in the northern side and goes through the steppe to the dry steppe environment close to the semi-desert. And I already gave you some information on the soils. Well, the maps are here just, they double the information I just told you. They are here just to show that this territory of Russia has a very good natural zonation from the north to the south, southeast. The zonation of temperature, precipitation, and vegetation. But I can't call this territory this. Well, I can't call our sites as a real climate sequence because the temperature and precipitation are not parallel. They are slightly different, differently changing. I already told you that this presentation is mostly based on the stable isotope analysis. The data are presented in per-mil and PdB. We also have some radiocarbon dating, micromorphology, and SEM for the carbonate specimens, and we performed total organic carbon, inorganic carbon, and isotopic composition of organic matter, but I won't present this data here, just we had them in mind for our interpretations. And before we go to the result, just want to show you that how the landscapes are looking in the north and in the south of this sequence. So first, the very general view on the isotopic data for modern carbonates. Well, they are quite variable. The stable isotopic of carbon varies over 7 per mil, and as to the oxygen, it varies over 5 per mil. Then the next step was to analyze the stable isotopic composition according to the location, this means to the physiography of the key sites. So here, going from the north to the south, the southern sites are always more red and yellow, and the northern green and blue. So there are quite good trends for the enrichment, except for the Precaucasus region, which is probably an exclusion because of it's close to the mountain. We also analyzed the mean values of isotopic composition for every case site, which are presented here on these graphs. So we analyzed. We tried to look for the trends and correlations between the carbon isotopic composition and oxygen according to the July temperature, mean annual temperature, and mean precipitation. And generally, we have found these trends with just a few exceptions. Well, and finally, we analyzed the stable isotopic composition according to not only to the location, but also to the morphology. The left graph represents the soft carbonates, and the right graph, the nodules, the hard carbonates. What I would like to say here is that the isotopic compositions between the soft carbonates and hard carbonates are slightly different if we compare the same key sites. Also, I would say that the trend for the isotopic shift from the north to the south is better expressed for the soft carbonates. And on this table, we put some explanations which we would like to suggest for those sites, for those data which didn't fit the trends. Of course, there are much more complicated picture, and for the each key site, we need to take into account more factors. But in general, we believe that the shift of forest step boundary is a factor for some of the key sites. Quite often, we have found that the lower carbonates actually may belong to the subsoil paleosol, which is quite shallow to the surface. And this is supported by the age of the carbonates we have obtained by a radiocarbon method. I put here only the maximal radiocarbon age for each case site. And you see that it may be from about 2,000 up to 22,000. And the difference in carbonate age in every key site may be quite large. Well, and finally, we believe such factors may be important factors for the discrepancies could be a shallow groundwater and their fluctuation and the known cycling of wet and dry periods for this territory. Meanwhile, we were able to distinguish three main areas for the soft carbonates, for the soft masses, according to their environments they were found and their isotopic composition. So wet and cool area, which has the depleted isotopic values. Wet and warm area, which is characterized by depleted carbon composition and enriched oxygen composition. And dry and warm area with both enriched carbon and oxygen stable isotopic compositions. Well, as to the nodules, we were not able to distinguish more detailed areas. We just were able to separate more wet environment under the forest steppe vegetation and more dry environment under the steppe vegetation. Well, and to summarize what I have presented you here, is stable isotopic composition of carbonates reflect the variation of climate and vegetation according to the bioclimatic zones in the East European plain. General isotopic trends are complicated by local factors such as fluctuation of the groundwater, forest steppe boundary shift, alternation of wet, dry and cool warm climatic cycles, and shallow subsoil paleosols. Investigated soils mostly contain modern and relic carbonates, which were identified by stable isotopic composition, radiocarbon age, and microscopic features. The shift of mean values from 9.4, well, let's speak without numbers. The shift of mean values roughly correlate with the theoretical consideration that 1 per mil is equal to the shift of 4 degrees Celsius for carbon. Stable isotopic composition of soft and hard carbonates from the same key site or same profile are usually different, especially for oxygen composition, which should be taken into consideration in paleoreconstruction. Wet, cool, wet, warm, and dry, warm paleo environments were distinguished on the basis of stable isotopic composition of soft carbonates. A nodule comparing to soft carbonates usually indicate wetter environment, but do not reflect well the present-day climate. Well, and that's it. And thank you for your attention, and thanks everybody who helped us for the soil sampling.
Question?
Not absolutely, but these thoughts were mostly formed on loose material, but with some exceptions. So vertisol was formed on clay material. Yeah. Well, but I would say that 90% are more or less the same loss material.
One follow-up. So, would the carbonates persist into the
trails? Oh, excuse me. Well, the source is there. Those key sites were out of the forest areas, so-called forest steppe areas. It's generally the steppe vegetation with sparse trees. Well, maybe slightly larger areas of trees, but not a real forest. Just a mixture.
Sounds like a savanna to me. But
yeah, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there other questions to be directed at former speakers when we didn't have enough time for that? Okay. Well, I tell you what, I think we have come to the end of our formal program. Dr. Allen is headed over to beat us to the reception. And so I think we will adjourn, and hopefully most of you will join us at the reception at 5 o'clock in Ballroom C, the Mangers Hotel. It's really an interesting place, so go early, wander around, look at the pictures on the wall, and let's enjoy ourselves over there. Thank you.